Hello, Beauty News family. I have a mouthful of, what are you called? Butterfinger.
Yeah, I love it. You're like, gulp. Like, the podcast people are going to have a fun
field
time
day
with that. So yeah. Enjoy that one. But welcome back to Beauty News. This is a bit of a different one. We explained this on Friday, but we will re-explain it again. This week we're actually away, so there will be no Beauty News on Friday. So instead of just the updates and a short episode today, we're actually doing updates and new stuff, and then we will catch you up next week. So there'll be a bonus makeup breakup on Friday instead of Beauty News. And if you see us in Adelaide, come say hi.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. We'll be there from today.
Yeah.
All right. We've got some big news that we're starting with. We've seen the second collab with MAC and Patrick Starr. So this is actually called Floral Realness. Mm-hmm. So it is coming April 16th in stores, I think in US and Canada. I'm not sure about the rest of the world. And online on the 19th of April. And the imagery for this is pretty cool. A lot of people, when they first saw his original collection that came out around Christmas time, a lot of people were thinking that it's too bland for Patrick Starr and it's not really true to his brand. Well, they've made up for it in this one. This one is very colourful, very floral. The imagery is super cool. And what this is, it's two face kits. So there's one where you get, or each of them, you get a eyeshadow quad, you get a lipstick, a lip gloss, and a blush duo. So there are two different varieties. All right, so the first kit, which is, was it Miso Fleek?
Yeah.
It has, it's this one on the screen that you can see now. So the lipstick is a like a pinky berry sort of color, and it's got a bright colored lip gloss with it. It's also got a sort of, you'd say a blush, a nudie blush, muted pink duo blush, and a quad that's got a bright like royal blue, a bright pink, a sort of champagne pink, and then a dusty mauve, I'd probably say. So that's the first one. So the second kit is the Miso Chic kit. This one is a little bit more cool toned, maybe a little bit more muted. So it's got a lipstick in a mid-toned sort of neutral pink, like a nudie sort of pink, a nude lip gloss. Then it's got a quad that has like a muted baby pink, mid-toned dusty violet, so it's more of a berry colour, a sort of vibrant purple. It sort of looks a little bit like, in this photo anyway, it could be like a bluey royal purple. And then it's got a blackened matte purple as well. So this one looks like it's probably a bit more smoky. And then the blush duo, there's almost like a bronzier version and then a peachy half. So there's two kits. The packaging looks really cool. It's very, very, it's like flowers and pink flowers, but you know how they make it look like a kaleidoscope?
Yeah.
So, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be keen on this. Both the kits are $49.50 US each. So, this would be fun for some people.
All right, Fenty Beauty, let's update this. So, we talked about the body lavas that they're bringing out. They've added a new item to that collection.
Technically two.
Two. So, there is a, what looks to be like a buffing brush, kind of kabuki
style. Yeah, a kabuki
style
brush. And she used it in the video demonstration of applying the body illuminator. So we did see that video and she was using the buffing, like the kabuki brush there.
There's also a fairy bomb glittering pom-pom.
Yeah, this is interesting. I have seen these types of products before. What it is, it's like a powder puff or a pom-pom product that has a shimmery product on the inside, and as you kind of pom-pom yourself with it, I don't know, hit yourself with it, beat yourself with it, whatever you do, it disperses a little bit of shimmer.
She calls it a puff-puff pass with the homies.
Okay. Is that what it is? Cool. So I have seen this before. Generally, it's very it's a very gift pack idea.
Yeah.
Often you see it in some quite affordable brands from in Australia. I'm thinking more like Target or Kmart.
Yeah.
And they might have bath packs. and you get these kind of pom-pom things as a bit of a novelty.
Yeah.
The kicker for this one, though, is it's $42.
No.
Look, it's getting to the point where Fenty is showing their bouginess.
Yeah, nah.
They used to be about, like, okay, we're keeping the prices pretty affordable for the quality.
Yeah.
And now they're just gone, let's go gimmick and let's make some money.
Let's make something completely ridiculous.
And charge it through the nose for it. It's not cool. The body lavas are $59 each. And the Kabuki brush will be $34 each. They're available 6th of April at Sephora and Harvey Nichols. So if you wanted to drop $135 US. Yeah. And then if you want to buy two, you have to spend another $59. If you want to spend $200 on just body gimmicks, then Fenty Beauty has your back.
You know what this is?
Shit.
It's your whole highlighter collection that you already have at home.
Yeah, just get a cheap Kabuki brush.
Yeah.
Get a highlighter and just put on your body.
Like, I can understand that people like the look of the little fluffy pom-pom. That's fine. But it's glitter.
It is. It is glitter. But it's also a product that those kind of pom-pom powder puff things,
you buy them for a couple of bucks. Fucking everywhere.
You would. Oh, but you get those. You get those sort of powder puffs for, you know, $5 or something.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, because it's got Fenty on it, it's all of a sudden very, very pricey.
Bougie. Okay, let's update the Urban Decay Beached collection. So it looks like they're adding two new bronzers.
They had these out last year, I'm pretty sure.
Are these the exact ones they had out, or are these, like, new shades? So these shades are actually just re-promotes.
From last summer. Oh, well, that's the thing. If you like that. If you missed out, which I don't know why you would have missed out if you wanted them, because they were, you know,
readily available.
But they are back. Yes. And I think they've used it to inspire the next collection. Because I think they were the only things that had that design on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a highlighter quad and a few other things as well. Now they've carried that design over to three lipsticks and a few other things. So
yeah, so there are three lipsticks. There's 100 Degrees, which is a bright sheer red, Heatwave, a metallic bronze, Tower One, a golden nude with pink undertones. And then there are two 24/7 glide-on pencils. They're $20 each. You've got a gold and a copper.
Yeah, so Lucky is a burnt orange and Goldmine is a golden creamy shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Metallic burnt orange, Lucky. And those will be released online May the 8th and in stores May the 10th. All right, before we go on to A to Z, that's for you Americans, most of us call it Z. Let's talk about some stuff that we were actually sent. So these are from brands that we are very familiar with. And we want to show you a few things just before we get onto the other stuff. So thank you, peeps, for sending us stuff to talk about. We love talking about new news.
We do. Lush have released a new SLS-free shampoo bar. It's called the SOS Sumatra shampoo bar. And it's available 16th of March, so it's out now. But essentially what happens with this shampoo bar is if you purchase it, all of the proceeds from the sales go to the orangutans SOS.
Yeah.
And essentially it is to help protect orangutans and their environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Their habitat.
And we love supporting anything that supports the animals.
We love the animals. Yeah. So this is great.
Yeah. This little pack is kind of cool. So it shows their sort of habitat. And then you see in the middle, it's the shampoo bar.
Yeah.
Which these shampoo bars are actually really rad. Fantastic. I really enjoy them. But it camouflages so well. Yeah. I don't know if you can see because of the light. Oh! I thought I was going to go with my coffee for a second. That would not have been great. But it also, so it's, it looks like their habitat, but also it's got SOS printed on it. So, it's a cool little thing. If you like using these, or you like Lush, or you want to support a really good cause, then we recommend.
Next up, we have some new 3D silk lashes from Nakia Joy Cosmetics. This is exciting.
We're excited.
So we've got 10 romantic new styles, reusable up to 25 times, realistic wispy lash fibers.
I love that.
Comfort bands for all day wear, vegan and 100% cruelty free, collectible keepsake boxes.
I love that.
These boxes are great.
Yeah. We'll show you, and you could probably see photos on the screen as well, but I was just discussing this with Hayley. Since we're planning to go away and I want to bring lashes, a lot of the lashes I use come with really flimsy boxes.
Yeah.
So to be able to get cases that kind of clip closed, and you, even if you use up the lashes, you can put new lashes in there. Great idea.
Fantastic.
I think it's really, really
great. It is nice to have something sturdy that's going to protect your lashes.
Yeah.
Because even when I'm at home, like, I put them back in the little plastic flimsy cases. They always get jacked up in there, regardless of how careful I am with trying to keep them neat. But, yeah, that's great.
So some of the ones that we're talking about, we'll show extensive photos on the screen that we've taken. But these are the boxes. They're super cool.
Nice.
And the design is really nice.
Yeah.
She's done a good job.
They're really, really nice little cases. I know.
This is a Gabriella.
I've got a Victoria here.
Nice. Mm. So she's also added 3 new styles to the classic line. And these are really cool as well. This pieced one, I love. Erin Lashes. Cool. I'm totally down. There's these cool... I don't know. Look at this design.
They're kind of cool.
Ashley 2.0.
They're really... they're sort of like a wispy lash, but
crossed
very,
over.
Like, subtle and, yeah, they're kind of cool.
They're really cool. The bands are really, really thin. So, yeah, new designs to the classic range and then these new awesome kind of hard case 3D silk ones. So if you want something a little bit more fancy, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Because if you're going to spend decent money on a good pair of lashes, you want something to protect them and last.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
These are also available now on NakiaJoyCosmetics.com.
The last awesome thing that we're going to be doing a little video on probably in a week's time or something. Once again, we're going to be in Adelaide this week, so it's a bit hard for us. But our good friends at Graceful Nail Polish have released a new collection. This is a Day at the Beach collection. It includes 6 nail polishes and it's releasing on the 6th of April. So these are super bright and really, really fun. It's kind of interesting. Like, I think these are probably more targeted to the US audience that are going into summer. Mm-hmm. We're sort of going to be going into winter soon. But I love a bright nail even when it's cold. Look, doesn't it pop against your scarf?
It does!
Oh, so there's 6 shades in this range. There's 4 hollows and 2 shimmers. We've got Nautica, which is a turquoise sea blue linear hollow. Polka dot bikini, which is a yellow to chartreuse, which I should probably be wearing. Subtle hollow with shimmer and micro glitter. Scorcher. Like, that's such an Aussie term.
That is.
It's such a scorcher.
It's a scorcher, mate.
Yeah, it's a bright orange red with gold shimmer. Sprinkler run.
That's Aussie as well.
That's so Aussie. That reminds me of my youth.
Yeah.
I used to live near a high school, and they used to have 2 ovals.
The massive sprinklers.
Yep, we used to go up to school and run through them. So that's a bright lime green with subtle hollow and shimmer. Oh my god, this is so Aussie too. Zupa Dupa. Yay! A bright violet purple linear hollow. So Zupa Dupas are those long icy poles in those tubes. They're great. And then Opals Are Blue is a hot pink polish with strong blue flash.
Pretty.
Yes.
That's
so
awesome.
We will be swatching those soon. So thank you, Teresa, for sending those over.
Thank you so much. We love them. Gorgeous colour selection.
They're really fun. And I'm into the bright, so I'm keen to try them all.
All
right. Let's start A to Z. Let's do
it. Excellent. We're going to start with Bite Beauty. They have launched a new prep line and colour lip set. This is $35 US, available at Sephora with a $63 value. There's a bunch of products in there. Looks like you've got a lip balm, a liner, and then 3 liquid lipstick.
And they're cute mini ones.
They are.
You have some variety in there. And they all look various nudes, so they'd all work with the one liner.
Yep.
Kind of smart idea.
Yeah. Casey Holmes has hooked up with Palladio Beauty, and they have released 3 liquid lip colours. So the shades are Georgia, which looks to be a really beautiful peachy shade, Obsessed, which is a berry, and Rescue, which is a nude.
Yeah, they look really nice.
They do look nice. I'm not really familiar with this brand, but they're very affordable. I've never heard of this
brand, but if they're good, yeah. That brown's gorgeous. The peach looks very pink on her skin.
Yeah.
Not a colour for me, but I think it's a beautiful colour. And that dark pink is such a nice alternative to a red, so yeah. I like it.
These are only $10 each as well, so super very cool. Affordable. Givenchy has launched La Rouge Liquid Lipstick. So this is their La Rouge Lipsticks in a liquid formula. And essentially, it looks like a bullet lipstick, but when you twist it up, the liquid comes out and...
Yeah. So it'd be like the Maybelline...
Age Rewind.
Yeah. So it's sort of that premise where you twist it and a little bit comes up.
Yeah.
This kind of seems like they're trying to introduce liquid lipsticks to people that... I'm not familiar with this doe foot applicator business. What?
Yeah, it does feel a bit like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they're making things a little bit more complicated than they need to be.
Yeah, with liquid lipstick and a applicator like that, you're not going to get precision.
No.
It's going to be messy.
It's going to be messy and difficult. Hopefully it's a creamy formula, though, so it's easy to use.
Spaghetti-o. Anyway, we'll see how they go.
Yeah.
This is Iconic London. They've got Prep Set Glow. This is limited edition, $29, comes in two shades. It is a sparkly setting / finishing spray.
Yeah, hydrating mist, and you can use it to like rehydrate your makeup and add some shimmer, or you can use it under your makeup. We are seeing these every single week, so this is a trend of 2018.
Some manufacturer must have created this, and they're just like
pushed it to a lot of brands.
Yeah, have it, let's sell it.
Yeah, so, which is very likely. Yeah. Or maybe, I don't think that these would take that much to manufacture.
I wouldn't think so.
Because it's a setting spray or a hydrating spray that a lot of brands already have. Mm. And you just add just a fine shimmer to it. Yeah. So maybe they saw one that became popular and they've just, a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon. Potentially, either way, I think these are interesting to try. I'm really curious to see if they deposit a lot of glitter or if they actually look really flattering.
Yeah.
But this brand... All I associate with Iconic London is when they used Tati's image to promote Illuminator or some liquid highlighter or something. And then she was like, sorry guys, I was using one from Wet n Wild or whatever it was.
It wasn't even your product.
So yeah. I just associate them with that for some reason. So
Dodgy.
A bit.
No, so do I actually.
All right, we've got some KL Polish news. So on Instagram, they were answering some questions that people had either messaged them or left them in the comments. And there was a question of, will you guys create a nail polish remover that will easily remove your glitter / shimmer polishes? And the answer was, stay tuned, winky face. Also, there was a question, are you going to make base and top coat? And the answer was, what could this be, winky face? So it looks like KL Polish is definitely expanding to nail...
Basics,
yeah. Mm. And you probably start seeing things like maybe nail tools, maybe nail oils.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like they're expanding from just coloured nail polish to other nail products as well.
Excellent.
All right, Kylie Cosmetics has released 4 new lip kits. They are new and they're also not new. So I think they're new to the permanent range, but they've been out before in limited collections because they said these were our most requested shades to bring back. You asked and we listened. Angel 20, Holly Berry and Clove are back as lip kits right now. So they must have been individual liquid lipsticks and they've made them its own lip kit.
Yeah.
The shades are really beautiful. They look like really basic shades to have in the range. And if people wanted them, then you've got them.
Very
20
pretty.
Has your name all over it.
20 does have my name all over it. That was the one I was drawn to straight off the bat. Fucking grey. Give me those grey tones. I love them. Beautiful. I think they are beautiful. Look, it's good. Add them to your core collection. Do it.
Do it
now.
Go for it.
We have a bunch of things here from Laura Geller Beauty. We've got Nude Kisses Lip Hugging Lip Glosses, range of 16 pinks, nudes, browns, shimmers, and true gloss. You will find your perfect nude in our new lip gloss formula. It's not sticky or tacky. Oh, that's exciting. Just the way lip glosses should be.
Good, good.
There's also two face palettes. So we've got Southampton Classic and, oh, how do I say that?
Montauk.
Montauk Escape. So pop colour. Do you want mint green or purple? It's up to you. These are $32 each and they contain four eyeshadows and what looks like a blush and a bronzer.
Yeah. Or a bronzer and a bronzer.
Whatever. Well, it looks a bit like that, doesn't it?
A little bit.
There's also the Spackle Blur Matte Stick.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
So there's a matte and a hydrate and one.
Yeah. So $28 each if you like your things in stick form. The fact that it's like spackle and a stick, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, that kind of reminds you of painting walls and stuff, patching walls.
It really does.
Well, I guess you kind of prime and paint your face.
Yeah.
You can also spackle the pores.
Yeah.
Ick.
Whatever. I don't want to, but okay.
Okay.
We've got some items here from Lorac. These are the high-res lip and cheek powders.
So these would be the type of things that in the lid they've got a little well of
pigment.
Mm. And then you've got like a sponge applicator that picks it up when the lid's on.
Yeah.
But there you go. The swatches don't look that inspiring.
No.
All right. We've got L'Oreal Lip Spa. So we talked about the tinted lip oils and also the lip scrubs. Mm-hmm. I think some people are reporting that these are in-store some places.
Okay, cool.
But there's also a plumping lip primer to the range. Nice. So that looks like a nice little core collection that they've added in. We also saw the nice image where they kind of show the spill of that kind of mauvey purple lip oil.
Yeah.
Looks really pretty.
I was down
for it.
We've got some MAC lip glosses here that have a scent related to the colour that they are.
And apparently taste.
Apparently people are reporting that they're meant to taste.
Well, I guess that's like when you, and you shouldn't be doing it, but if you do, it's fine. Like eat the eyeshadows or somehow taste the eyeshadows of like the chocolate bar and the sweet peach and they taste like chocolate.
Yeah.
So it'd be a similar thing.
So there is a chocolate one which looks to be kind of like a chocolatey red berry colour.
Looks like a blackened cherry.
It does a bit, yeah. There's a banana which is orange, coconut which is a nudie pink.
Yep.
Cake. Which is a silver. Is that a raspberry?
Yes.
Is that a raspberry with a face?
Yeah.
That is kind of like a raspberry pink colour. And then there's a strawberry, which is a strawberry red.
I reckon they would have gone peach. Because fake banana is pretty hideous.
Fake banana's not good. We've got these fake bananas in Australia, and I think it's one of those things that divides the country.
It does.
You either love them or you hate them.
Yeah, but it's generally a scent that a lot of people kind of go, oh, that's a bit icky.
Yeah.
But I reckon they would have gone peach, but they wouldn't want to feel the wrath of Jared's sister.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
All right, Milk Makeup are releasing a new... this is actually, it's a stick product because it's milk. All their bloody products are in sticks. But this is a watermelon brightening serum. So they say the first serum in a stick. Now, that's actually not true. I think Physicians Formula have one. A few brands have them. So maybe their first serum in a stick, but it's not the first serum in a stick. And it's supposed to brighten and also hydrate. So they were available for like a pre-release if you wanted to order them online. But then it's actually officially launching on the 3rd of April. So if you wanted that, anything watermelon gets my attention.
Yeah,
but
me
anything
too.
Milk loses my attention.
I can't with milk. I'm sorry. Like I can't with them.
Yeah. I've tried a few things and I've been...
burnt.
Sadly disappointed each
expensively
time.
Expensively burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's like burning money.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, I love watermelon, so I'm, like, it tickles my fancy, but then when you put milk and watermelon in the same...
It curdles. It just curdles.
Oh, yeah, mate. Like,
let's not go there.
Not for me.
No.
Morphe have apparently released some new blush trios.
Yeah.
Who do these look like?
Yeah, they look like Anastasia Beverly Hills. When I did see this first, I thought this was Anastasia Beverly Hills. I'm like, oh, where are they in store? Like, yeah, what's happening?
I know.
No, it's Morphe.
So these are $12 each, and the shades are, oh, I hate this, but here we go. Pop of blush, pop of peach, pop of pink, pop of fuchsia, pop of rose, pop of coral, and pop of poppy.
Yay.
Oh, there are also blush palettes. These are $20 each, and there's an 8W, which is a warm master blush palette, and an 8C Cool Pro blush palette.
Yeah, so those are just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 8 pans, warm or cool, take your pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's interesting, but I do think they seem to be undercutting like Anastasia Beverly
Hills. Feels a little bit like that.
A little bit.
OPI have some nail solution products. So these are Infinite Shine treatments.
2-in-1 treatments.
Yes.
So hooray.
They're meant to be like nail priming products, but they also do something else. So the pink one brightens and whitens. The sort of minty shade conditions. The purple one strengthens. And the pale pink one smooths and fills ridges. So essentially you use these before you go in with nail polish to fix any issues you've got going on.
And it's good because if it sort of primes the nail as well, it should sort of help the nail polish adhere.
Yeah. You can use it kind of like a base coat. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Pretty Vulgar releasing some new highlighters or adding new highlighters to their existing highlighter shade.
Correct.
We've got three here. Lilac Lust, which is a lilac with blue duochrome pearl. Glow Up, which is a rose gold. And Sparkling Sass, which is a gold with peach undertones. They have also released a glitter liner. This is in the shade Dare to Glare. And it looks like it's sort of iridescent, sparkly prettiness. Yeah. Look, that eyeliner does look very pretty.
That'd be on top of another one.
It's over the top of a blue liner.
Yeah.
But I like how it adds sparkle. I think it's a cool effect. Pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what this is.
Look, I'm going to be very innocent here and say they look like the shells of sea snails.
They look like shits, but okay.
Some weird shits.
I don't know what the fuck is.
They look like micro penises.
They look like chodes.
Anyway, this is the new Sephora Ocean Crush Sponge Set. So it's limited edition. For $12, you get two of these shell-shaped sponges. But if you want to be naughty, you can interpret these as many other things. Glad they're limited edition. Hooray.
Shiseido has launched their new Synchro Skin Tinted Gel Cream. These are going to retail for $40 each, only at Shiseido.com at the moment. And there's 5 shades in the range.
Boycott Shiseido.
Oh, yeah. This is a SPF 30 product as well. So, yeah.
It'd be almost like a BB cream type formula.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we've seen another sneaky peek from Too Faced.
Mm.
This is a hint at the collection that they're doing with Candy Johnson. It sort of looks like, what was that one by Urban Decay, that shade Fireball?
Yeah.
So it's got that sort of pink with a gold shift or a gold with a pink shift. It's got that kind of vibe about it. So if this is an inspiration or showing you an idea of what the collection's going to be, there's going to be some color shifty products in there. But yeah, sneaky peek, Tutti Frutti at Ulta Beauty.
Excellent.
Was that supposed to be a rhyme that he did?
Oh.
Sneaky peeky, Tutti Frutti at Ulta Beauty.
By La Voss have released 4 new loose highlighters. The shades are Lemon Drop, which is a beautiful gold, Pink Grapefruit, which is pink, Coconut Cream Pop, which looks to be a bronze with maybe a bit of a pinky shift.
Yeah, it's
interesting. Might just be the lighting. There's also Tangerine Dream, which is like a deeper, warmer bronze
More shade. Orangey bronze, yeah. See, I'd say Coconut Cream Pop is more of the taupey-er. It's not taupey, but it almost reminds me of Opal.
Yeah, it's got some taupey tones.
Yeah, it's a cooler, it's a cooler bronze.
Yeah.
But you can see a photo of them swatched.
On the left, they're dry, and on the right, they're wet. So you can see the difference in intensities. I do like those little egg swatches.
They're cute. Very festive.
It is.
So those are available now and they're $11 each.
All right, guys. So that's it for us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. But we do hope you enjoyed your Easter long weekend. And we will see you on Wednesday.
And Friday.
And then next Monday and Wednesday and Friday. And rinse and repeat for the rest of the year. But Wednesday's going to be my cup breaker.
That's true. And also, let us know if you want to see an Adelaide vlog.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Do that. So we'll see you guys in a week.
Yes.
Our faces in a week.
Yeah.
See you then. Bye.